Blog Talk Radio. This beautiful Monday evening. Yes, surprise, surprise. This is Dynamic Daphne on a Monday evening. Leading up to the 19th of March 2012, the A New Day show will be simulcasting with the Building Your Extraordinary Business show with Mr. Jim Nemley. So, surprise, surprise. Every Monday evening between the hours of 7 p.m. Eastern Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, you will be getting 2-for-1. You will be getting myself, and I will be broadcasting simultaneously with Jim, namely on the Building Your Extraordinary Business show. And each Monday evening for that 1 hour, we will be showcasing one of our dynamic speakers from the Vision Weekend Conference platform. And our guest that we will be joined with momentarily, as soon as we get connected over there with Jim, is Mr. Edward Foxworth III. And Ed is one of the dynamic speakers from that platform that you will be hearing from this week. And he is just a phenomenal, phenomenal teacher. He is a media personality. He has done so many different things in the areas of personal development, transformation, and empowerment. He's an author. He's a national speaker. He's the CEO and founder of Foxworth Marketing Group, a marketing and communication agency which is aimed at connecting corporate America with emerging ethnic consumers. Foxworth utilizes his experience as a television and radio personality to provide solutions that maximizes advertisers' return on their investment. And I just know that this is them. Well, hello, my partner.
Hello. You know what's so funny? I got Jessia with me.
Hi, Ed.
Hello. Hey, Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful. I know we are, you know, the three of us, we are making history tonight because for the first time, we are broadcasting simultaneously. So each and every day that we wake up, we are in school.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
That is right.
And, you know, life, committing to lifelong learning is so important. You know, you have so many people who just kind of stop. I went to school. Okay, that's all I got to do. But, yeah, when you have programs like yours and gyms, you certainly are going to school.
Yes, every day we wake up, we are in school. We never stop learning. So I want to go ahead and thank both you gentlemen for this amazing opportunity.
You're very welcome.
I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank both of you. So, you know, it's funny, Daphne, I was trying to call in, you know, Ed and I were talking, and I was trying to call in, and it actually took three times, because each time I called in, it told me that the number wasn't working.
Well, you know,
so
this is enough.
For a moment, I thought you didn't pay your phone bill.
Yeah, this is enough to let the listeners know that if we can do it, so can they.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So go ahead, Daph. You know, let's tell the folks about what this wonderful weekend coming up and what Edward's role is going to be in on this.
Yes. Well, again, I want to thank Ed for taking time out of his busy schedule to just help us set the stage for the Vision Transformation Revolution weekend coming up on March the 23rd through the 26th in New York City. Well, I think I want to take this opportunity to introduce the platform, and then I will just give a little highlight on our guest this evening. On the platform is Mr. Simon T. Bailey, who will be blessing us as our keynote speaker, both at the gala on Saturday night and at the opening session on Sunday morning. Mr. Bailey is known as the Brilliantineer, and he is the founder of the Brilliant Institute. Next, those of you who were on last week, remember Mr. Leon Ellis. He's a restaurateur, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker out of New York. Then we have Miss Jan Mullock, who is out of Scotland, and she's a master positive achiever. We have out of Houston, Texas, Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin, who is a marketing and social media strategist. Then we have Mr. Willie Crawford, who is a joint venture guru and a millionaire out of Florida. Then we have from Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Sam Orm. And Mr. Orm is the CEO and founder of One Voice Worldwide, headquarters in Atlanta and in the UK. And we have Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, who is strategic planner and business development consultant out of Ontario, Canada, and they are the consulting company that we are working on to produce this event. Then we have Mr. Stephen Jackson, and Mr. Jackson is known as the Original Geek. He is the general manager of RDZ Media LLC in New York City. And we have attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, who is a copyright attorney, and she's out of Arizona. Then we have all the way from Hawaii, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway is a transformational teacher, coach, and mentor. And then we have Mr. Kobe Hoberman. Mr. Hoberman is the head of the Peace Initiative in Israel. He's also the CEO of Strategic Landscape. And we have our guest who is on this evening with us, Mr. Edward Foxworth III out of Detroit. And Mr. Foxworth is a personal productivity strategist, and you will be hearing from him momentarily. And we have Mrs. Jennifer Sertle out of Rochester, New York, And Mrs. Sertle is an author and a strategic expert. And then we have Mrs. Chandel Pitts, who is a design consultant out of Virginia. And we have from Tennessee, we have Dr. C.J. Cohn and Mr. William Cohn. They are both business development consultant, and their specialty is showing you how you can set your business up and running for less than $500, because you know everybody's complaining that they don't have money to do that. And my co-host for this evening's show is also on the platform, Mr. James Nemley. He is an ordained minister, and he's also the CEO and founder of the Better Business Builder. And I am so blessed and privileged to be the host and founder of the Vision Weekend Conference 2012. And I am very excited about my friend and colleague, Mr. Edward Foxworth III. You know, Ed and I have met a few years ago. I think we first met at the Power Networking Conference, and he is such a giver. He lived his life making a difference in other people's lives. As a matter of fact, when we did the Vision Weekend Conference 2010, he was one of the people who bought in and said, although we are doing it virtually, I believe so much in the vision that I am on board. And he did a virtual presentation from Detroit that impacted people's lives. So without any further delay, I want to open the mic now to our honored guest and let him tell you a little bit more about himself. I introduce to some and present to others Mr. Edward Foxworth III.
Wow. You know what, Daphne? I tell you what, that was an introduction for all to be able to hear. You are certainly in your calling, and I appreciate the kind words. Wow.
Oh, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, I'll start simply by saying I'm so happy to be a part of this conference, the Visions Conference. One, because it is in my hometown. I'm originally from Westchester County, New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be in my element when we go there in March.
Yes.
But I spent my formative years in New York, and then moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, where I spent a couple of years there, and then have come to Detroit, where I kind of made my home and planted my feet to try and make a difference. And as you all know, Detroit is going through some very, very, very tough times. We are at the bottom of every list that you can ever imagine, whether it is crime, whether it is education, whether it is poverty. Detroit has it, and they have it very bad. So what I then tend to do is look at that as an opportunity. What is it that we can then do? Is that an opportunity for growth? So I tell you, this Visions Conference, and as I was sharing with James, you know, when you think about everything that's going on around you, how many people are taking the time to think about a vision, and let alone a vision conference? And so I applaud you, Daphne, for coming up with this idea and deciding that people are really going to be looking forward to changing their lives, and that you are the founder of the first Visions Conference, whether it be virtual or in person. And people with that lineup that you just mentioned are going to be in for a treat. So I'm so excited to be a part of it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I know I'm bringing a notepad. So I'm just a notebook, not a notepad, a notebook, all right? I'm bringing a notebook because I intend to learn some stuff myself.
That's great.
Yes, yes. You know, I'm so thankful that a man of your repertoire has found it deserving of your presence. And, you know, this morning, Jim and I, we were talking. And I said, you know, this is no ordinary platform that God has pulled together. I tell you, when my friend Kobe Haberman from Israel said, you kidding me? I want to be part of that making history. It goes to tell us that God have us doing something amazing that is going to impact the world. And I'm
so thankful
to you, Ed.
Well, thank you. You're very welcome, and I sure hope that I live up to your expectations. I know that for one thing, this thing had better be video recorded because for those who have already bought their tickets and those who have not, this is going to be standing room only. So if you miss it, I know that there's going to be an opportunity for you to buy the CD or the DVD of this conference because it is certainly going to be jam-packed with some powerful information beyond what their coaches have been telling them, beyond what their books have been telling them, beyond what they've been looking at in webinars. If they are not in the house for this Visions Conference and they are prepared for a brand new life, they're certainly going to miss the boat because I know that the information that I plan to bring is going to be everything. Everything that I have to bring and share with these individuals to help them identify and align their core values with where they're going in life is going to be left in that room so that they, in fact, can leave out of there empowered and not just hearing another speech, but we're talking about practical information that they can leave out of there and implement the very next day into their lives.
That's right.
You know, Ed, one of the things that I think that folks, if there's any of you folks out there that don't know who Mr. Foxworth is, Ed, why don't you tell them about some of your books?
Absolutely. I'd be so glad to. My first book is called It's Just Dominoes. That book is a book that really talks about growing up. As a matter of fact, in New York City, 40% of that book is about my life and how so often we have to, what happens in our household inevitably makes it out into the general community. And so that which we experience at home, we have to go out and show possibly different faces. So while all heck is breaking loose, while things are not going well in your community, you still have to go out and perform. You still have to go to school and get your work done. You still have to go to work and perform at the top level. So It's Just Dominoes talks about the chain reaction that occurs in our life and going from youth to young adulthood, to adulthood, and what happens and how do we look at the three people that we are. We are who we used to be. But we put some of those things away. We are the very person that we exist with right now and the things that we're talking about. But there is one more person who we are as we stand here today. We're that third person, that individual that we most desire to be because we haven't reached that point yet. So It's Just Dominoes talks about that chain reaction. My second book is called The Six Routines of Self-Discovery. It has six basic routines that individuals must employ in order to discover themselves and understand who they are and where they're going. So I talk about those six routines, and we can talk about them a little bit today. But I'll give you the six titles. The first one is Evaluate and Eliminate. The second one is Recapture Your Passion. The third one is Please Identify Your Buttons. Once you've done that, assess through others who you are, because other people often hold the key to defining who we are. And so often we tell people to do you. No, just do you. I don't care what you do. Just do you. You know what the problem is, Daphne? They don't know who they are.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
So we talk a little bit about this, about how you said do you. And then for fifth thing is we ask them to acknowledge forces of the universe. See, what happens is spring knows how to give way to summer. Summer knows how to give way to fall. And fall knows how to give way to winter. But like us, human beings, we don't know when to change. We don't know when to leave a relationship, when to leave a job, when to leave a car. We stay in a situation despite knowing that it's time to go. Nature tells you how to do things, and you're not paying close enough attention. The last one in that six routines of self-discovery is to stop waiting, start living, and then be relentless at it. Don't just go by the half-heartedly, be relentless at it. And so the six routines of self-discovery is all about empowering people to move to the next level. I then have created a companion book called The Discovery Journal, which is a companion book that allows individuals to write down where they're going, what they want to do, how they're living their current life. And it asks some very thought-provoking questions. Three questions that I love asking most is, What is your dream job and why aren't you working it? What's your dream house and why aren't you living in it? What's your dream car and why aren't you driving it?
That's right.
Because the answer to those questions are what you need to be working on. People are going to say, I don't have enough money. My credit ain't right. Well, then that's what you need to be your priority. That's
mm-hmm.
what you need to
right.
be working on right now. So
mm-hmm.
those thought-provoking questions are all in the Discovery Journal, which is also an app for iPad and iPhone. So people can go to my website, www.edwardfoxworth.com, and order those books. They can see the link there and click on that to go get the app. It's only $4.99, and you get this journal. So it is fantastic in terms of the stuff that we are designing, and I'm currently working on, and we'll have, by the time we get to New York, a deep productivity CD, an audio that will help people, 2 hours worth of how do you become much more productive. We all are walking around wearing several hats, being mommy, being daddy, being employee, being employer, so forth and so on, and we don't have the time to really be as productive as we want to. This CD is going to help people to understand the best way to be efficient and effective in their life.
Wonderful.
Wow.
So listen, I'm telling you, you see what you're up for? You see the treat that you're up for? This is only one of our speakers. Only one. And he did not give you anything. He just, like, dangled a carrot in front of your noses. So are you still thinking you're not going to turn up? I tell you something. You better get busy because you really don't want to be left out. You
That's right.
want to be there. You ain't nothing yet. And just to be there to, you know, to be talking to him. And I tell you something, the lines at the conference are going to be long. So you make sure you purchase your products and have them. So instead of going on the line to purchase, you're going on the line to autograph because you will
there
be
you
ahead
are.
Of the game. So I tell you, Ed, I am still pinching myself each and every time that I look at the lineup that the Lord has brought together, because I could not have chosen the people that are on the platform. So I'm not going to take credit for that. I'm just so thankful that God has pulled this platform together.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be powerful. And what it does, they say iron sharpens iron. So every
That's
person
right.
that you have on that stage or going out there, and believe me, the next one is going to come out with something more powerful, one after another, to the degree people will be in tears by the time they leave, being able to recognize the thing that, hey, look, I've fallen, but I have to get up. I'm hit,
That's
but
right.
I'm not hurt. I'm down, but I'm not out. And they cannot
That's
expect
right.
people to come through. Don't expect the ball to be passed to them. If they've got a dream, you got to go get it. Nobody's going to deliver it to you.
That's right.
That
and the,
so
the beauty
right.
about it, Ed, you know, we have so many great surprises for them, because we will have in place systems that will hold the attendees accountable, so that it's not just a conference like any other where you go home and put your notes down and stick your CDs away. There are going to be systems in place that helps you to manifest what you learn, so that next year, when you come back, you're going to be on the platform sharing your stories.
That is so true.
This is
definitely, you know,
that one. Well, I'm sorry, Ed.
No, go ahead, James.
No, I was just saying, I hope folks don't think that this is just one bite at the apple. This is nothing like they've ever seen before.
That's right.
Yeah, no, they have not seen this. And, I ask people all the time. I say, hey, knowledge is power, right? And oftentimes people will look around and say, knowledge is power. And I say, you know what? No, it's not. It's the application of knowledge that's power.
That's right.
That's
what
right.
I'm talking about. There's a lot
that's
of
right.
knowledge
we
in
got,
radio.
We got some educated fools out here, and we got to understand that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Don't I know
right.
it. I'm telling you.
You are so right. You know?
Yeah, you know, this conference is going to follow people right back to their businesses, and this is what they have to come. I mean, as we go further, you know, we're doing this show every week leading right up to the week of the conference. We're going right up to March 19th. The conference, by the way, folks out there, starts March 23rd through the 26th. And it's going to be held at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in Manhattan, right there by Times Square. So write that down. If you missed this, it better be for an incredible reason. Because if you have any opportunity whatsoever, you need to start scraping your dimes together, you've got plenty of time to do that between now and March 23rd. There is no excuse for not being there, except that maybe you just don't want to get ahead. I'm sorry, Daphne, go ahead.
And no, that's the truth, because, you know, people have so many reasons why they can't do this and they can't do that. So listen, anybody ask you what you want for Christmas this year, direct them to www.visionweekendconference.com and ask them to register you, because that's the best Christmas gift that you could ever get. Not only will they be investing in your transformation, but they will be investing in the legacy that you will be starting to create for yourself, for your associates, for your friends and family, for your community as well. So you got to get busy and get involved. We can only help you if you turn up. It doesn't matter if you stay home. We cannot help you there, but we can help you when you turn up. My friends and I are committed to transform who you will become. But you got to be there in order for us to help you. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, I'm just excited. I want to hear more from Ed. Are you kidding me? Why I hear myself talk all the time. I want to hear Ed.
Well, I tell you, I just I believe in what we're talking about and what we're doing. And when we talk about a vision, one thing I know, and it's a relationship to what Daphne just got there saying, that action has no season. There is no specific time when you're supposed to start. You just start. You decide, you believe in it, and then you relentlessly pursue it. And whatever it is that you've decided that you want, believe me, you need to look no further than college campuses to find out that there are individuals creating businesses like Facebook, $469 billion in net worth. Organizations like Microsoft and Google are all being started on college campuses by students being bored in their rooms. There's no reason. When you look at a Tyler Perry who slept in his car for 4 months in Atlanta, Georgia, and now he owns his own studio and is worth more than $500 million. It is incredible here in Detroit that we have world-renowned recording artist Kim, who was in a homeless shelter and decided that he wanted more. See, when I say decide, that's what people have to do. They have to come to the conclusion that, you know what, enough is enough. That's it. I've been listening to people lie to me for years. I've been listening to people promise to me for years. I've been listening to people and now it is time that I have to decide, and they have to get selfish about it, decide that I want more than what I am getting from my relationships, from my career, from my life in general, and as a result, I'm going to do something about it. Everything else is kicked to the side. And I know that people have it within them, Jim and Daphne, because all it takes is what we do when anything else happens. We all love homeostasis. You know, if we lose our BlackBerry or our cell phone, what happens? All heck breaks loose, because we will throw everything else aside. We will turn the car around. We will leave work. We will leave a relationship right where it was to go find that BlackBerry. If your lights get turned off, you will do everything else, because the most important thing right at that time is getting your power back on. If your car breaks down, you're not going to do anything else but work on that.
That's what we want
people to do with their career, with whatever it is they want in life. Nothing else matters than you succeeding. It's not over until you win.
That's right. You know,
it's a frustrating thing. I'm sorry.
As I listened to you speak, Ed, something immediately came to mind. And it's the question, Why do you think our people isolate themselves and stay off and they keep sabotaging themselves, even when people like yourself, Jim Nemley, and others who is on that platform is actually begging them, let us help you, and they still refuse it? Why do you think this happens?
Because they don't believe that they have a right, that they have a voice, and that they were not placed on this earth to fail. They don't believe that they weren't placed on this earth to fail, and their surroundings are telling them otherwise. And culturally, you know, a lot of people have been told that, you know what, stop talking about yourself. You're not that great, on and on and on and on. And it's been embedded in us to just kind of downplay ourselves a little bit and not really live out our true potential. But what I'm there to tell them when we get there at that Visions Conference is that there is more that's required of you, that you have not reached your full potential. You are not living to your fullest ability.
That's right.
And so what we've got to do is kind of turn that ship around a little bit and help these individuals to understand that one thing, that they were not placed on this earth to fail. They have a legacy to complete, and they have a mission to be on. And this journey that we're that we call life, you can't go through it wandering. If you do, as my best friend, as my friend Les Brown says, if you try to go through life casually, you'll end up a casualty.
That's right. That's it right there. And, you know, I think I can just say it on behalf of all my friends that are on the platform. The reason we committed to doing this together is because we don't want to see any more casualties, because we've been seeing one too many already. And we are in a position to prevent that, to halt it. And that's the reason why we all come together to invest in you and your friends and your neighbors and your community. And for those who think they ought to say no to this, it will be an insult and a slap in the face. No longer do we want you to go around and blame the government and the economy and all of that. I'm looking at you. Last night I was flipping through a YouTube channel, and I saw a 25-year-old young man with speaking with Jack Canfield. He's running a $5 million company, 25 years old. So call it $1 million for every year. I mean, 5, 5, 25. That's clearly, I'm not even good at math. But hey. If he can do it, what excuse do we have?
Sure.
None.
Mm-hmm. No, there is no excuse. There really isn't. And the problem is, and people don't understand this. It takes more energy to not only come up with an excuse, but then to live out that excuse. It takes energy to do that than it is to become successful. It really, really does. You know how hard it is day in and day out to fool yourself that you're a failure? And then put up with it. You know how hard that's got to be?
That's major. And see, And when you say that, what that reminds me of is routine number one in my 6 routines of self-discovery. It's evaluate and eliminate. And now what I suggest, and to Daphne's point, is that people have to evaluate the habits, the behaviors, and the people in their space, the people that you allow into your world. And when
That's
you evaluate
right.
them, you're going to find out some things about you. See, I often tell people that I run into, hey, look, don't tell me anything about you. Introduce me to 5 of your closest friends, and I'll tell you more about you than you could ever say. Because I want to be around people who have more money than me, Daphne. I want people to force me to stretch. I don't want to be the smartest group. If you're the smartest person in your group, you need to find new friends. If you're the ones with the most money and you know you won't have that much money, then you're inevitably, if you hang around people who are broke, sooner or later you're going to wind up broke.
The idea is
that we are supposed to be hanging around people who force us to stretch. We shouldn't be, in fact, around people. Now, look, And this is like a boot camp. You know, Daphne, I'm not coming all the way from Detroit to go to New York and talk to people and be soft. So anybody who's going to be faint at heart and don't want to hear, you know, the truth about it, then they should wait for the DVD to come out so they can turn it off whenever it gets too serious.
That's right.
Because when we get there, I'm going to look people in their eye and I'm going to say to you, you know what? When you evaluate your friends and the people around you, you might have to include family.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because I'm talking about evaluating them and eliminating them. And how do you get to agree that you eliminate a family member? A family member that keeps calling you every single month talking about what they need and what their baby needs and what their cousin needs, because you sitting there, I'm trying to save $1,000 a month, and you keep calling me every single month telling me you need $250 for your electricity bill. Well, you know what journey I'm on, and if you knew what journey I was on, then you would not be asking me to help you every single month. Once in
That's
a while,
right.
Yes. Every month? No, you are a person who now is not enabling me to be the best person I can possibly be.
That's right.
You know, I tell people that sometimes they walk around with this heavy, guilty burden that's bearing them down. And I said, yes, we know around the holiday times, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all the other religious holidays, where family have to get together, or most of them do. And I encourage people, I said, yes, you know, during the main course, there's not too much conversation that is taking place because everybody's mouth is full. But I said, don't feel bad. You can always take your dessert to go, because that's when a lot of the garbage is going to begin to come out, when people sit around drinking and having dessert. So because you know you have something more productive to do with your time, you pack your dessert and you go before all that turned loose. This way you won't have to feel guilty. You were there for dinner.
Daphne, you know, and this is what I mean. This is why people might have to wait for the DVD to come out, because we're talking about empowering them. We're talking about a change. We're talking about a new outlook. We're talking about being on a journey that is visionary. And we're not going to continue to feed them the same stuff that they've been fed over and over and over, warmed over, and then take their money and just kind of walk away. You don't have people coming from Scotland and from Hawaii and from Detroit and everywhere else to come to this
Israel.
I encourage people to register now and to decide that this business conference is a part of their New Year's resolution.
That's right.
You know, what's
amazing,
when you look at people's habits, and Ed, you were talking about this, you know, about looking at their habits. If you are broke or beyond broke, or beyond broke, well, you have to look at what you have done or have not done to get to where you are.
That's right.
If this is the first time, you have to step out of your comfort zone to become part of something along this line right here. All you have to do, it's pretty simple, look at what you've always done and ask yourself the question, where has it gotten you?
That's right.
If you're satisfied with the answer that you come up with, well, then you need not listen to any more of this. You don't have to get the DVD. You don't have to do anything. Just continue to enjoy yourself.
Sure.
Right.
However, if you're tired of being sick and tired, then you do have to change your habits. And, oh, by the way, Ed, I'm going to get your book, and I'm going to get the journal. All right.
I appreciate
because
that.
All of us plateau. If we're honest with ourselves, it doesn't matter how we do things. It doesn't matter what we know. We all plateau. And,
sure.
You know, I'm 58 years old. Okay. I don't need to plateau until I'm ready to lay down for good.
That's right.
You know,
yes, sir.
I know both of you, Lisa Nichols. She's one of the women in The Secret. I was listening to her the other day address a church gathering out in San Diego. And she said to them, Ed and Jim, that everybody is tripping asking her how she made it into the secret. And she said, let me be honest to you. The secret is, I didn't know that I was going to be in the secret. She said, I became part of a private club, and I want everybody to listen. She said she was only a member of the club for a year. And when she turned up at this place, she said, with 42 of the brightest minds she has ever been around, gentlemen, she says, at 9:30 at night when they have been dessert, they are discussing quantum physics. So she said when she went to that presentation, she had no idea what the woman was talking about, that she had something that she wanted to change the world, a secret. And she was looking around, and all the other brilliant people were nodding their heads in affirmation, and she did likewise. Until the woman pointed at her, the woman from Australia, pointed at her and said, I know I was told I'm supposed to interview you. And she said, who told you that? Because she had no idea, gentlemen, what she was talking about. But she said, listen, when you're with smart people, you don't let them know you don't know. You bow and you smile just like she's. Because she said, the woman told her, I will interview you in 3 hours. And she said, thank God, that's all I need. I only need 30 minutes to go Google it and to get the answers she need. And she did not know until she Googled it that there was no secret to be found on Google until after the secret came out. And she said at that time she was not aware enough to realize that the law of attraction and the secret is the same thing. So she said, if you listen to me, that's why I didn't talk about the law of attraction, because I didn't know it. But she said, all you got to do is to turn up. You turn up and you're with the right company, things is going to start to manifest. And it's because of her turning up in that situation, that is what hit her. She said she's the only teacher from the secret, gentleman, that got a six-figure book deal.
Wow.
That's wonderful. That is powerful stuff. And you know what? That message, along with individuals giving themselves the gift of time, will be significant in their lives, because what we've got to do in this microwave society is turn off the radio, turn off the TV, turn off the BlackBerry, turn off the significant other, and decide to find some time where you can sit in a quiet place. Maybe it's near the waterside in the park. Maybe it's at the library, and begin to be able to think and figure out what it is that you're good at. And like Jim said, once you figure out the difference between what you're good at and take inventory of where you are versus
That's
where
right.
you want to go, you know what your workload is. And then that way, when you find yourself out at the club dancing until 3 o'clock in the morning, you got to pause and ask yourself the question, how is what I'm doing right now helping me to get one step closer to my goal? I encourage people every single day, before you lay your head down on the pillow, that you have to ask yourself the question, what did I do today to help me get closer to the goal that I said that I want for my life?
That's
and a lot of people can't answer that question, because we go wandering through life just kind of doing any and everything. You know, you go watch the football game for 4 hours. You turn on the basketball game for 3 hours. You hang out with your friends. You go play some pool, have a beer, go to the cookout. By that time, it's time to go to sleep. What did you do today to help you get closer to your goal that you said you want for yourself?
That's right.
See, I don't want individuals to come up with a whole list of things. I want one thing every single day, because what that does is just like asking them the question, what's the easiest way to save $365? They're going to think of a variety of different ways. It's a dollar a day. So do that with your goals. Have one goal. At the end of a week, you got 7 goals. At the end of a month, you got 30. By this time
That's
next
right.
year, November 2012, you got 365 things that are contributing to you reaching your goal. You will have reached it.
Woo!
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, as I relate Lisa's story, who knows? By you turning up at the Vision Weekend Conference to be empowered and transformed, there is a Lisa lying dormant inside of you. Ask yourself the question, What will my story be? What is the question that someone will be asking me as I continue on my journey? What questions will be answered for me on March the 23rd through the 26th that will open my eyes, will help me to tap into my self-discovery? What's the question? Only you know what the questions are. Only you know. But what we are asking you is to be honest enough to look in the mirror and ask that question each and every day that Ed has just posed to you. What have I done today? What one thing have I done today that is bringing me closer to what I'm supposed to be doing?
And I'll give them a cheat sheet just so that they have a little insight, just so that when they get there, they can answer the question, because we don't want everybody looking at us when I ask them the question. So they can look at a webinar. Go on YouTube. There's a lot of junk out there, but there's some good stuff as well. Type in
that's
the interest
right.
or the category or the industry that you're in. There may be a YouTube video that somebody else has done in Iowa, somebody has done in Hawaii that you can sit and look at. And I just said one thing, because knowledge is power. We're in the information age. We're in a global marketplace. You can't tell me you can't find any information. I don't care. Go read an article on Black Enterprise, on Ebony.com, on Essence.com. Read something that's related to your field. You know, to find out who on your contact list you can call, or who do you know that knows somebody that can get you close to your to where you want to go. You're unemployed. Okay, how do you begin to work your network? Turn your contacts into contracts. First of all, you got to have something that's legitimate that you can then say, look, I wanted you to know I'm now, you know, making gift baskets, and I want you to tell everybody you know. Each one of us knows at least 250 people. So if you got 10 friends and they all know 250 people, you now have expanded your network by 2,500 people. Work it. Work it. Work it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, it's amazing. I wonder where the time goes. We are down to approximately 13 minutes. So, Jim, if you have no other questions, I want us to ask Ed to kind of summarize if he wants, but I don't know if you have any other questions for Ed.
Oh, don't get me going. Are you kidding? I'm having a good time sitting here listening.
Ed,
are you kidding?
Ed,
are you kidding
you
me?
Know, a friend of mine from Delaware, he called me one day when I released the lineup of the platform. He called me and he said, my dear. I said, what, Michael? He said, you know, there's going to be so much energy in the millennium, you're all going to be blowing the fuse.
I will tell you this, there's going to be a lot of challenge at the millennium. I will tell you that, because just as Ed just got finished saying about it, he's not coming there to tickle people's fancy, he's there to challenge them. Well, well, Daphne already knows this. I'm an acquired taste. All right, I do not allow for people to give me excuses, or, and I don't pamper people. It's about getting it done. All right, I'm a coach. My job is not to make you happy. My job is to make you whole.
Plain
and simple. My job is to make you whole, and I will open up the toolbox and bring it out, and I will let you have everything. But now, once I give it to you, then I'm going to hold you accountable for making
that's
certain
right.
you apply.
That's right. And because we know how many excuses our people can create, that's why we are making sure we have system in place that you're going to have to answer to that. And it's really excuse-proof. So we are not going to be tolerating no mediocrity, because this is one-of-a-kind conference.
That's right. And by the way, Daphne keeps bringing this up, and I'm going to say it too. It's going to sound like a tease, and it is. We will unleash this tease within the next few weeks, but there's something amazingly special that's going to come out of this conference, something that's never been done quite
before.
Like this before.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
That's
no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm almost like a child right now. I'm about ready I'm just going to shut up. Go ahead.
You make that choice. Oh, my God. Ed, why don't you tell people how to get in touch with you so they can get a little more warm up into March?
Yeah.
And then
absolutely. I would certainly encourage them to go to my website, www.edwardfoxworth.com. There is a store there. There is a mobile app there. There is the ability for them to purchase the materials so that they have it. So, because I'm sure I'm going to sell out once I get there. I'm only bringing enough to make sure that people can get what they need, and then the rest is going to be available. So if they want to get it now, read up on it, and then have questions when you get there, that would just be great. But www.edwardfoxworth.com. They can look on the website there. And lastly, I know you're running out of time. I would just say this, and I really want people to think about this, as I may or may not have another opportunity to be on this show and talk about it as we go forward. But this is all about recapturing your passion. You already have the knowledge, the skills, and abilities to do whatever it is that you are deciding to do in life. You have just been wandering through life, kind of enjoying the marketing and the Black Fridays where people are getting pepper sprayed to death and just going out there and falling for all of these gimmicks when that is not aligned with your core values and where, in fact, you see your life. You were not placed on this earth to fail. I want you to recognize that your pilot light is still on. All you got to do is turn up the gas, and that's what we want to do when we get there. Turn that gas up on your pilot light and light a flame and pursue your dreams. Stop waiting, start living, and be relentless at it. It is your life for which you will leave a legacy for others to examine on how you did it. We can stop looking at the Trumps and everybody else enjoying the high life and know that they are human beings who put their pants on just like we do. And if we stop and carve out that time, turn off that television, turn off the radio, turn off the BlackBerry and sit and think. Use that brain that you were given by God to be able to think about how you can take your skills, knowledge, and ability and apply them in a way that people will purchase your product and or services to benefit you. I don't care if you have a job or not. You've got to have an entrepreneurial mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go to work for somebody else at 8 hours a day, you still have 16 hours left in the day. God gives us 24 hours. What you going to do with them?
That's right.
Absolutely, absolutely. And please tell these folks something about getting education and using everything that's out there to get the education necessary to go forward.
Absolutely. I stand here with a master's in business administration. I can tell you some humble beginnings that I came from where that had never been possible. And I am the only person in my entire family who has a master's degree. I actually am a university professor for the University of Phoenix teaching both what I am sharing as well as courses in business and entrepreneurship. And when I teach, I don't just teach undergraduate students. I also teach students who are pursuing their master's degree. So in order for me to be a master, they continue to push me to make sure that when they challenge me with what they know, I got something to get right back to them. This is a life learning process. You've got to be on your grind, in the computer, on a continuous basis, learning whatever it is that you can learn. Lastly, to your point, mastermind groups, and Daphne hit on it. Every Saturday from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, you ought to be participating in a mastermind group. People who have like minds, who are trying to go somewhere, sit and come up and brainstorm on ideas. Mastermind groups are the way million-dollar corporations are built up, and
that's
they're
right
to the surface. What happens is we operate under what I call PCD, professional conversation deprivation. We don't have a chance to interact like this and have intellectual dialogue. So find your mastermind group or create one. See, I love the way I said that. Find one or create one. There's a lot of people missed it. Because what we're always doing is looking for jobs. We're looking for an opportunity. We're looking to prove ourselves to somebody. You know what? Stop looking and start creating.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Challenge in a half.
Yes. I want to let the people, before I say thank you to Ed, know that next Monday, between 7 and 8, our honored guest will be another powerhouse, Crystal Washington Martin. She's the youngest on the platform, but you wait until you hear the powerhouse that is. So we want you to join us again next week when, again, we will be featuring one of our speakers from the Vision Weekend platform. Ed, I want to thank you. Jim, I want to thank
Ed.
You for this honor that you have bestowed on me.
You're very welcome.
Yes, yes, yes. We just love having you on, and I'm really looking forward to March 23rd. I really, really am. But you know what, Daphne? I'm having a ball doing these Monday nights. You see, I'm having an absolute ball doing these Monday nights. And if people don't believe me, well, they're just not going to have to believe me. But I am getting more and more pumped as I hear the folks come on, because there's incredible talent being lined up for March 23rd through the 26th. And if you folks, Daphne, give them the website again so that they can get on there start registering.
www.visionweekendconference.com. And for those of you on Facebook, it's facebook.com/visionweekend. We are also on Twitter @visionweekend1. So there's all your opportunity to connect with us and let us hear from you. Like our fan page, share it with your list and your colleagues, and let us just really begin to let the revolution be known globally.
All right. Yeah, and one other thing, I want folks to understand something. Please don't be slack in moving forward. Daphne, I didn't tell you this before, but I'm going to reveal it now. I was checking, the reporting side, and I wanted to see, how last Monday's show did. Well, last Monday's show had 500 downloads.
Wow.
Woo! Nice.
Wow.
Powerful. Nice. That's what we talk
about. Powerful.
Wow.
Last Monday's show had 549 downloads.
Nice.
My God. My
God.
All
right. So
as
this snowballs, look out.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. You know what, Jim? I am so satisfied that you are such an obedient person as myself. You don't get hung up on ego, because when I approach you today about us broadcasting simultaneously, and you knew that this is what God wants us to do, and you just humbly said yes. And we know that this is going to open a greater number of platforms for his people to hear from his servants that he has brought together. I'm getting the chills.
Yes, 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 yes. So, folks out there, you better get to that website and start registering. Get all the information you need. If you need some time to scrape some bucks together, I understand that. But do
it.
That's
right, because
don't
you have
think
more than
about
time.
Doing it. Do it. All
Put it on your Christmas list. Tell people, and don't give me a gift. If the gift I want you to buy is to pay for my registration to the Visions Conference.
That's
right.
Give me the
cash. There's going to be a wonderful you. There's going to be a wonderful you coming out of that conference. Listen, it's time to change. The world's not going to come back to you. It's time to change. All right?
That's
if you're really sick and tired, and sick and tired, it's time to change. And on that note, we've already been given our cue that our time is running out. So Daphne, why don't you just end the show on your side, and then I'll end the show on my side. And
I'll be in touch, Ed, and I'll see you next week, Jim.
place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know what's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me know?